Bezus Hashem Yisparech. Today's daf is Mem Aleph in Maseches Nazir. It is the 1155th daf. As you can hear in the background, we are celebrating Zman Simchaseinu Sukkis. And today's daf is going to be an important daf in terms of the prohibition of cutting one's beard. On yesterday's daf, we had discussed that the pasuk says "Ufa'as zekanam lo yigalechu," that the halacha is that we're not allowed to cut our beards, and the Gemara says that even though the pasuk never expressly told us that when the kohen who has his beard and all of his hair cut off on the seventh day of the miluyim, so then the Torah does not mention specifically a ta'ar, a requirement that a razor be used. And the Gemara says that we are going to learn from the halacha of fasakonim lo yigalechu, that there it has to be derech hashchasa, and it has to be done specifically with a tar, with a razor, in order to be over. So too when it comes to the kohen. On today's daf, the Gemara is going to continue analyzing that logic. The Gemara is going to question it in the opening part of our daf. We're going to then get to the actual isur of lo sakifu pas roshechem, cutting off the areas of the beard, the prohibition in regards to a metzora. And Emir Tzeshem, I hope that for today we will summarize the last three dapim in terms of halacha lemaisa and a general summary of these three dapim as well. In fact, yesterday we rushed a little bit through the second half of the daf, and there were some points that we weren't clear about, so I hope to rectify them as well. Let's please Hashem pick up on the top. Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. Visu. Another question that we're going to have on learning out that the halacha is that the Kohen needs to have his beard cut at the end of the seventh day of his miluyim with a razor. Isal kadaitach, if you're going to think ki avid bimlakitu berehitni mitzvah kavid, the Gemara suggested that it could very well be that even if he doesn't use a razor, but rather he plucks the hair, or he uses a cream to remove the hair, so then in such a case, he also filled the mitzvah, midlok sivtar, because when it comes to the kohen in that pasuk, on the seventh day, let's read that pasuk, vayikru yudalites, vahoya vayoyim ashviyi galachas kol saroi, esroi sheyes, zekonoi, vizgaboy seinav es kol saroi yigaleach, says yigaleach, but it doesn't say anything about a tar, nothing about a razor. V'chibes es begod v'rochatz es besari b'mayim v'toher. So says the Gemara midlok sivtar, and if you're going to suggest, as the Gemara yesterday had suggested, that you could fulfill the mitzvah with lakit and rehitni, just the Torah is coming to tell us that you could also use a tar. So then, why would you think that you could also use a tar? Because Reish Lakish had already taught us, Da'amar, Reish Lakish appears in Yevamos on Chaf Amibeis, Kol Mokum Shati Moitzi Asei V'Lo Sasei. If you have a mitzvah Sasei, mitzvah Lo Sasei, in regards to a particular issue. For example, if you have a mitzvah Asei, that you're supposed to wear tzitzis, and a mitzvah Lo Sasei, it says you're not allowed to mix wool and linen together. Im Ata Yechol L'Kayim Es Shneiem, if you're able to be Mekayim both, in other words, somehow make tzitzis and not have it put on, the linen put on a woolen beged, mutav, then do that. Vimlav yavo asei v'yitches lo sasei. So over here, explains the Mefarish, it's possible to be mekayim the mitzvah for the kohen without violating the isra hashchasas zaken. Now the punchline here of the Gemara is not spelled out in the Gemara itself. The Mefarshim point out, therefore, our Gemara concludes, it must be that the Kohen is not allowed to remove his hair with lakit rehitni, but rather, if we say that the halach is that the Kohen has to remove it with a tar, it must be because the chiyuv is specifically with a tar, and he would not be doing the mitzvah properly if he did it b'lakit rehitni. Now the Gemara goes back to the shita that we had earlier on the Afmem Amabez of Rabbi Eliezer. Let us review that machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. I mentioned that we went through it a little bit quickly yesterday. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with the Chachamim on Daf Mem Amud Beis in regards to the Isser of Hashchasas Zaken. In regards to cutting off one's beard, Rabbi Eliezer, we learn 9 lines from the top, is of the opinion that you could be over it on the prohibition, you violate it, even with Likta B'Malaket Uberihitmi. That's the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, the Gemara points out, once Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with the Rabbanan over there in regards to Hashchasas Hazakan, so then what's going to merge is that the above explanation of our Gemara will only make sense according to the Chachamim and not according to Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, according to Rabbi Eliezer, how do we know that the only way a Metzora could cut off his beard is specifically with a tar? Maybe once Rabbi Eliezer says that you're over the Isser of cutting your beard with anything, even Likit Urihitni, so then in such a case, the whole logic of the Gemara above does not make sense. Rabbi Eliezer, my taima, why is it that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the halacha is that the Metzora needs to use a razor? Answers the Gemara, Yalef mi roishai. When it comes to the Metzora, the Torah HaKadosha says, V'hoyev ayoyim ha-shvi yigalech es kol saray es roishai ve-zikoni ve-zkabli, seinu es kol saray yigalech. He's supposed to cut off all of the hair on his body. Now, once you said the hair, then why does it say roishai? Ma talmud loymer, why does it say specifically roishai? Lifi shenemar gabi nazir tar lo yavar al roishai. Because when it comes to a nazir, it says that a razor can't go over his head. So therefore, I might have thought, yachal af nazir mitzora king, that it's prohibited for a nazir mitzora to cut off his hair. Now, Nazir Mitzora, you have two values that are contradicting. On the one hand, there's a mitzvah for the Mitzora to cut off the hair. On the other hand, he's also a Nazir that's prohibited. So, Talmud Loimar Roishay. So, the Torah says specifically Roishay. That, and that extra pasuk tells us that even if he's a Nazir, so he should still be Megalech his entire hair. And what we see over here is that it negates the Yisr of Tar Lo Yavar Al Roshay. And that's what we need this pasuk to we come to be Marbe, to teach us that a Nazir Mitzora is to be Megaleach Is Rosho with a Tar. The extra Rosho tells us it's the same Rosho of Vitar Lo Yavar Al Rosho, that the same Rosho that there's a prohibition to use a razor for a Nazir, this fellow has a Heter because he's a Mitzora. Analyzes the Gemara, 10 lines to the top of Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Mimai, Dilma Loilam, Afil Likta B'Mlakit Uberitni. Mitzah Ka'avid. Maybe the halacha is that if he'd used Likta B'Mlakit Uberitni, he's still Mekayim the Mitzvah, and he doesn't have to violate the prohibition of removing with a tar. Notice that this was the same svara that we had had before within the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, no. V'chitema tar lomali. And if you're going to say no, it must be that it's bitar, because the Torah goes out of its way to say specifically with a tar when it comes to a Nazir Mitzora that we learn out from Rosho. That the Gemara is still not happy with. Lememra, dafil bitar, salkadaita chamina. I would have thought, hol v'gabi Nazir. He avi bitar mechayiv. That when it comes to a nazir, he's chayiv with a tar. Gam mitzora nami lechayiv. Maybe that's what the pasuk is coming to tell us. The exact opposite, that you're chayiv on kamash malon, and the pasuk is coming to tell us the law that you're not chayiv, but not that you're supposed to do it. That there's a mitzvah to use a tar. So we still don't know what is the makar for tar. Says Gemara, Isa kadaita ki avid b'malakit b'ritni mitzvah kavid midlok siv tar kirei shlakish. If you're going to be of the opinion that it would be permissible to use a lakit b'ritni, so then of course you should follow the rule of Reish Lakish. And Reish Lakish says if you have a choice between two things to use, one which is an iser and you have a heter, versus not doing the iser at all, do the one lakit b'ritni which has no Isser at all. Hence, it can't be that the pasuk is telling us that you could use the lakat and rehitni as well. Because if that would be so, then the Torah would never tell us that you should use a tar. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer that we just got through learning, Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that we learn from the Pasuk of Rosho that there's a special heter when it comes to a Nazir Mitzora to have his hair cut off. Now, that was a superfluous word of Roshay. And that's where Rabbi Eliezer learned out the requirement of tar, and he equated the Roshay by Mitzora to Roshay by Nazir. Asks the Gemara of the Rabbanah, but the Rabbanah who disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, who say that there is no prohibition of Hashchas HaZakin with Lahakit and Ritni. So, Hai Roshay Maidarshibay, they already had another drasha to tell us the requirement that the Mitzora use a blade. So, Rabbanan, Hai Roshay Maidarshibay, what do they use it for? Mibay Lehu Limitchi Lavda Kafa. We still need the Pasuk when it says Roshay by Mitzora, that as we mentioned before, the Torah HaKadosh says, so the question was, why does it say Roshay? So according to the Rabbanan, it's coming to tell us something else. To tell us that even though he's cutting off the corners of the beard, we're going to explain a little bit what that means. Nevertheless, the halacha is that he's supposed to do it. And even, as we mentioned, according to the Rabbanan as well, with a razor when it comes to the Mitzayra. What Isser is this of Lav da Hakafa? The Torah HaKadosh tells Vayikra Yutesli, Sikifu pas Roshechem, you shall not cut off the corners of your head. Yochol, I might think, Af Mitzayra Kain, that the Mitzayra is also part of this prohibition of cutting off his beard. So Talmud Loimar Roshay. So the Torah says Roshay when it comes to Mitzayra to tell us that he's not part of that Isser. Says the Gemara, Lamali Lemichtav Roshay. Why does it say Roshay? V'tepikle Miziknai. It also says that he's supposed to cut off his beard. Desanya, and we learn, Ziknai Matam Loimar. V'fi Shenemar Ufasikonam Loyigalechu. Yochlaf Mitzayra Kain, Tamalam Ziknai. That there's no prohibition of him cutting off his beard. Why do I need two separate heterim? One technical point before we see the Gemara's teretz, this pasuk, we have a lot of different psukim that are dancing around over here. This pasuk of Zikno is actually by the Kohen, who's having his beard cut off on any other period of time, except for the seventh day of the Miluyim, where the Torah says, "Ufas the konam lo yigalechu." So says the Gemara again, the question being, why do we have two different psukim to tell us that when it comes to the Mitzora, that he's not supposed to cut off his hair and violate lo sakifu pa'as roshechem? I would have thought that should be included, but the Pasuk of Roshay tells us by Mitzora that he is Mechuyiv, as well as a Mitzora who's a Kohen, that why do I, the Pasuk says Zikno, if it already says that a Mitzora is allowed to remove his beard, to which the Gemara says that it already says Ufasikonam lo yigalechu by a Kohen, and Zikno is coming to tell us that a Kohen Mitzora is also supposed to remove his beard. To which we are now asking, so why do I need one pasuk to be matir the beard and another the head? Says the Gemara, three lines on the bottom, Tzrich, I need both psukim. Dikas Rachman Zikno v'lakas Rosha, I mean, Hakafas kol Roish, Loishma Hakafa. If it had just said Zikno and it didn't say, in regards to the Mitzora, a special heter, so then I would have thought that Hakaf, if he doesn't cut off the entire head, it's not considered a Hakafa. In other words, I would have thought that the Isser of cutting off one's payas is only when you cut off the payas and you leave the hair. However, what happens if he cuts off the entire head? Maybe I would have thought you're not over at all. So, Lahachi Kas Rachmana Roshay. That's why we need the extra word of Roshay. So, the extra word of Roshay by Mitzayra is coming to tell us that the Mitzayra, when he's cutting off all of his hair, is also over the Isser of Loisakifu. But nevertheless, even though he's over the Isser of Lo Sakifu, we have the Xeris HaKosav of Roishai that tells us that he is supposed to cut off his payas. On to Amabez, V'Kosav Roishai V'Loi Kosav Zikno, and if it had said Rosho, and not said that the Kohen Mitzora is supposed to cut off his beard, Hava Mina Mashma Tarti, I would have thought that two things happened. Number one, the Asi Asay, the Asay of Mitzora comes along with Dachi as Los Asay, that it pushes off the Lav of the Kohen, if he's a Kohen Mitzora. Umashma Dakofas Kola Rosh Shema Hakofa. And I would have also thought that Hakofas HaRosh is considered a full Hakofa. Va'akati Bitar Minolon. But we wouldn't have known that it's supposed to be done with a razor. Lahachi Kasa Rachmana Zikno. That's why the Torah says Zikno. Once the Torah says Zikno, then we know also that it's supposed to be done with a razor. How? So that's a limud that we've been developing up until now. That when it comes to the Mitzorah, it goes out of its way to say Zikano, that just like the halacha is, that the Kohen Mitzorah needs to use a tar. Because if a Kohen Mitzorah would not need to use a tar, then you wouldn't need a special Gzeres HaKosuv. Because the Isser of Hashas HaZakan is specifically with a tar, a razor, according to many, many opinions. And we're going to see, and we've already seen other opinions that disagree. However, according to the opinion that holds that the Nazir needs to use specifically a tar, as well as the fact that the Isra of Shchas HaZakan is specifically with a tar, the emphasis over here now is Isra of Shchas HaZakan with a tar, so then in such a case, we would only know that the Kohen Mitzorah has to use a tar because he has a special Gzeres HaKosav. Otherwise, I would have thought that there's no problem with the Kohen to remove his hair with a Kohen Mitzorah a different way, and he wouldn't be over the Yisra Hashchas Zaken. The fact that I have a Gzeres HaKosav of Zikno comes to tell us that there's a Gzeres HaKosav that is matir him to cut off his beard. Now, in our Gemara, we say that one of the sources for Asei Docha Lo Saasei is our sugya, and that is that when you have a Mitzorah who is a Nazir or is a Kohen, the halacha is that the mitzvah asay to cut off his hair with a blade, according to those opinion that that's required. So then in such a case, we learn out the concept of asay docha lo saasei, and that's what we said two lines from the top over here on Mem Aleph on the base. But asks the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, to asi asay, vidochi esla saasei minale. Rabbi Eliezer did not go with the above logic of asi asay, v'docha lo saasei. Let's take a look at the Mefarish who spells this out 10 lines from the bottom of the mouth on the base. Bishlem l'rabbanon, the alfi mitzora mizikno, debash chasa zakan. That mitzora we learn out from exeris chasa zikno, debash chasa zakan, asi laasei, devigilach es kol sa'aro. You have the mitzvah saasei mitzora, v'docha le'lav dash chasa zakan with a razor. Elo l'rabbalazar minalai. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, where in our sugyas have we come across the concept of asay docha lo saasei? Ime hashchas hazakan kirabanan, if you're going to say like the above mentioned logic that according to the Rabbanan you have the prohibition of cutting your beard with a zakan undermined by the mitzvah saasei to cut off the beard when he's a mitzvara, kiyum de lo Rabbi Eliezer lo asili asay de vigilach. You don't need to have the mitzvah say bidocha lav. Why? Because according to Rabbi Lazar, bitaruhu de mishri mitzora, when it comes to the mitzora, we allow the mitzora to use a razor. Aval lo bimalakit vrikni, lo asile asay behedya, vidocha le likud lo saasei. You don't have the asay pushing away the lo saasei entirely. It's only teaching us half of a heter, the bitar mystery, that it's permissible to use a razor. So it is permissible to use a razor, and that way you say, We learn that the position of Rebbe Eliezer is that there is an Isser of Hashchas HaZakan, even Lakit Berihitni. And the Torah tells us that the halacha is that you're supposed to use specifically a tar. So therefore, explains the Mefarish, we're not seeing the full concept of Asi Aseh V'Dochel Os Aseh. Minale, so where does he learn out the concept of Aseh Dochel Os Aseh? Answers the Gemara, Yalef Migdilim. This is a Gemara in Yevamis. He learned out from Tzitzis. The Sanya, Vosizbash Shatnis, you're not allowed to wear Shatnis. Hagdilim Tasalacham Mehem. But you're allowed to make tzitzis. So we see the concept of asei docha lo sasei, that you're allowed to put linen tzitzis on wool, even though that's klayim. And we learn the concept of asei docha lo sasei. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem Aleph in Meseches Nazir. What our Gemara did is our Gemara learned up extra words of Rosho and Zikno in regards to Nazir and Mitzora, and we learn that from those extra psukim, different halachos. Ultimately, we also learned from those extra psukim that according to the Rabbanon, we say asei docha lo sasei in general. We also saw the prohibitions of hakafas kol harosh and kafas zikno, that there's exeris hakasav by both of them, to tell us that the halacha is that a mitzora is allowed and is required to remove his beard and his hair with a tar, and we went through many of the intricacies of those limudim. Be'ezer Hashem, I hope still later today to do a halacha from the Daily Daf where we summarize the halachos of Giluach and Lo Sakifu, as well as making some basic points of summary of the last three dapim of the basic limudim, according to Rabbanan, according to the Rabbi Eliezer, in regards to the Isser of Lo Sakifu, and how that applies to Nazir, Mitzora, and Kohen. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem Aleph in Maseches Nazir.